Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Well, liftoff has not gone as we hoped, and the Orioles have yet to sign any player to an extension. I think since 2019, Jacob Kalbermeier tweeted out that the only team that has not signed a player to a four-year extension.
Yes, professional baseball. Of course they're the only one. Yes. Who else would run a baseball team that way?
Well, let's hear what Mike Elias has to say about extensions.
But, I mean, look, I'm aware of what's going on, and I'm aware of the conversation around us. I guess I'll be a little more revelatory than I have been. And this is something that we're working on. You know, there's guys on this team that we would like to have on this team longer than they're currently slated for. It's not a point-and-shoot thing. It's case by case. There's different players, different skill levels, different representatives, different philosophies around how to handle players at different age levels. And we've got some really good ones. And on top of that, we've had a very recent ownership change after kind of a protracted thing during a rebuild. And, these guys are great, but they're relatively new. So there's only so much I can say about it other than, it's something that we want to do if it makes sense, that we are working on. And if it happens, we'll be out here talking about it. But it's certainly not something that I can or want to force unilaterally. So we'll continue to work on it. In the meantime, the players, I think they love being on this team together, and the way that we let them be themselves and play and surround them with good players and good resources. And I hope we have a great season. But we'll work on the business of the team behind the scenes the best I can, and hopefully we have something at some point that makes sense.
In response to that, Ken Rosenthal, friend of the show from The Athletic, approached Cedric Mullins' agent about that, and Cedric Mullins' agent said that they've never even talked to him about any sort of contract extension. So, again, they have not signed anyone to extension. They're the only team that has not signed anyone to a four-year deal. He's being more revelatory, though. And
is he really? What was the revelation there?
But
he said that before.
Yeah, he's interested.
That's nothing new.
Yeah.
It's complete pablum.
Yes.
They have different agents. Yeah, you're supposed to build relationships. It's a human being business. No calculator is going to tell you how to do an extension, and neither is your boy Sig. You either have it or you don't. You either understand the market or you don't. You're either a deal maker and a closer or you're not. You either really care about this stuff or you don't. You just think you can keep drafting their replacements via the draft or international signings or whatever. They don't value talent monetarily the way other teams do. just why they don't get anything done. And the guys they do sign usually suck because they thought it was value. And they don't know how to do it at the major league level. They just don't. Show me the success stories.
The frustration just continues to mount because we continue to see other teams and in market sizes similar to Baltimore extend some of their homegrown talent when we haven't seen anything. And I think this was always in the fan base's back of their mind where it's like, oh man, they're just a farm system for the Yankees and Gunnar and all of these guys are going to leave. But the reality is the closer they get to free agency, the less likely they are to sign, the more the contract is going to be.
It's always
that's why you have to be proactive with these type of things. Gunnar Henderson set to hit arbitration for the first time next year. Adley will be in the second arbitration. Like, these conversations needed to happen early on.
Oh, they're having conversations, Tim. Bone, he said they're conversing. Scott Boras, by the way,
been no signatures.
Here's the interesting thing, and Jason, maybe you'll disagree with me on this, but Scott Boras loves playing these guys. So
yes,
if somebody approached Scott Boras and asked if the Orioles are talking about extensions, I think he'd be happy to say yes. We're having discussions.
Sure.
We have constant dialogue with the Baltimore Orioles. That would be how I'd expect Scott Boras to answer that question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I mean, you can extend guys and then trade them. I mean, it's not even like his... I just keep going back to the ridiculousness of this billionaire standing in Davos, Switzerland, telling us about his baseball team and how smart his GM is. Like, oh, win the press conference, it's a 7-year deal. Well, if most of these contracts, especially if you're prudent about when you trade the guy, are still tradable, or you eat a little bit to save a lot, and in the meantime, you've actually won a game that matters, which would mean not a regular season game, but a couple of playoff games. Like,
I don't win a lot of regular season games.
And even the way he couches it, like, well, we're aware of, like, you know, like, we hear you idiots complaining about not having your player sign. Like, we're aware that the natives are a little restless, but let me preach to you and talk down to you about why this hasn't happened yet. And these owners have been here for a long time. This dude came in wanting to spend money. This guy sucked it out of him. This guy convinced him, no. Instead of tapping into that enthusiasm and using it to really give the team a shot in the arm, he's got him sounding like he's been manipulated by the calculator gods. He's talking value. He's talking 7-year contracts. He's talking eyes always 3, 4, 5 years down the road. He's mimicking what he's been brainwashed to believe.
One of the other things that came out of yesterday's press conference was the lineup and who puts together the lineup. Beltway Ben, can we hear Mike Elias on the lineups?
I am not involved with lineups. Our front office produces information that helps Brandon and the advanced team that works with Brandon to choose the lineups on a nicely basis. But our philosophy is that the guys in the clubhouse should be deciding that, and they're the ones that are the closest to the information, that have the feel for the players on a night-to-night basis, statistical information that we provide in making those decisions, but it's not something that we do. That said, I'm in total support, and what I've seen from the lineups that we've had make sense to me. We've got a roster that has a lot of diversity on it, a lot of right-handed players, a lot of left-handed players, a lot of players with some positional flexibility. And we're going to need that, and we're going to need to keep that warm throughout the season.
So I could be dead wrong on this, but to use a Jason word, I found that to be a lot of pablum as well, because I think their computer spits out the lineup, and they give it to Brandon, and then he just goes with what the computer spits out. You can tell me I'm wrong, but like that's what I think happens.
I remember when Evie was on a podcast, and we played some of that sound, and I remember they were talking about having these lineups done days in advance. I got to go back and find that clip. But to say that there's no influence at all,
he's got no problems with the lineup, because if he saw something in the lineup that he thought, as soon as Hyder scribbles it up on the whiteboard or runs it by him, that he didn't like, it would be addressed immediately.
Yeah.
And Brandon Hyde knows who hired him.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't the NFL where, you know, head coaches have all the jam and sometimes the GM's a glorified cap guy. This is Mike Elias' show. It's the Elias way. And if he didn't want Jorge Mateo in center field in Kauffman Stadium, he wouldn't have been in center field in Kauffman Stadium. Period. Point blank. End of discussion. And he's basically confirming it, because he's saying, yeah, I don't know. I get the lineups. Yeah, of course you get the lineups. He's the skipper's giving you what you want. He understands the assignment.
Yeah. Bone, you buying what he's selling?
No, I think, does Brandon Hyde have some input? I'm sure he's got some input, but I think a lot of this is done in advance, and I'm going to find that clip from, what, a year or two ago. I remember playing it over the summer. A lot of this is the supercomputer. A lot of this is the Warlocks and the Wizards and Magic and all of that.
Maybe you could go in there, because you've had to recalibrate the Bone Simulator a time or two.
Yes.
Maybe you could go in there and like crank some of their widgets and tighten some stuff up.
I don't think I'll be able to.
I think you need to. Think that supercomputer, it needs some fixing.
How am I going to break into the warehouse?
Yeah.
Well, I think you just, don't. Who said break in?
Yeah, you just have to get your
computer. Just say, hey, look, I don't know if you guys are familiar with my work with the Bone Simulator. And you send them your resume and you send them some clips about how your prognostications from the Bone Simulator have been on point. And maybe they'll be like, yeah, we do need help.
Yeah. Coming up next, more Bone. It's TMI with TIM. What you got?
I was looking up the numbers this morning. Orioles leadoff hitters, where they rank in baseball. It is really, really bad. And Jordan Westberg, he was leading off last night. Something seems a little up with him as well. How banged up is he? We'll get into it next on The Fan.